Morning, Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, and we're starting on the Amud. Just going to quickly, just a short cap. So we're discussing an idea of this Zav Elyon, right? Elyonor Shel Zav. So there's actually quite an interesting discussion about Elyonor Shel Zav. What is Elyonor Shel Zav? So we know what Heset is, right? That a Zav can metame something by Heset, just by moving. So even if he didn't physically touch it, it would move as a result of him. So I read a whole long article in the article. There's a whole long discussion whether this Elyonor Shel Zav is like Heset or not. It seems to be Machloket Rishonim. Whether Elyonor Shel Zav is also like Heset, whether it's what's on the Zav and therefore the clothing on him, even if it's moved, not by him or not as a result, but is like Heset. Or if it's a Durabanan, Heset is definitely a Doraita. Or if it's a Durabanan, seems to say that seem that it's a Durabanan, it was just an Asmachta. We're discussing over here now whether this Elyonor Shel Zav is a lower level tumah. Right, so we saw the Rivach on a Gabachalashi Ye Tachtav Yitma, my Tachtav. So what does it mean, my Tachtav? So it's Elaima Tachtav, if it's below the Zav, so we already learned it, Mishashi Yigam Mishkavonaf, we learned already. Elahano Gabachalashi Ye Azav Tachtav. It touch anything that the Zav is beneath. Not what's beneath the Zav, but what the Zav is beneath. What's he beneath? His clothes. Okay, that's an example. Remind you, what is that? Elyonor Shel Zav, that's Elyonor Shel Zav. Now, yesterday I skipped off these brackets and we ended off over here. Because I normally don't learn we in this year we don't read the round black brackets. And yeah, there's even a note here, Rashas, that the Rashal is Mochekze. But anyhow, it's interesting to look at. It says, yeah, Vahanose Nami Yitma. The Gemara seems to bring this pasuk, Vahanose Nami Yitma, Umay Nihu Nisa. My new Nisa, and this is Nisa. My time, because it says Vahan Nisa Ketiv. Actually, the pasuk is Vahan Nose, right? But it's written, the Gemara seems to say it's written, this is probably why the Rashal takes it out, by the way. It's written without a Vav. It's written Vahan Nisa, not Vahan Nose. Okay? We won't go into the demon now, but what's worthwhile in noticing here, look at Tosfot. Look at Tosfot, the first Tosfot on the top of the Amud. Vahan Nisa Ketiv, Chaser Vav. Tosfot is missing a Vav. It's not in your notes, Robert. It doesn't bring the Tosfot at all in the notes. Look at the Tosfot on the left side of the page there. Mm-hmm. Right? Tema. He says, Tosfot says, it's surprising that he's got, the Gemara says that this Nosei is written without a Vav. Deba Mesoretu Malay. In Ach Sifre Torah, it's written Malay with a Vav. Right? He says, Mihu, says Tosfot, ever says Tosfot, Matzinu Sheha Mesoretu Cholek Alashas. We see that there is a case, there's more than one case, where our Masoret, our Sifrei Torah, are different to the Sifrei Torah they had in the Shas. Slightly different in terms of words. There's another case of Masechet Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, there's a whole list there in the Gemara of Masechet Shabbos about if you say that he sinned and he sinned with Bnei Eli and Pinchas, the whole story, if you say everybody sinned. Also there it says that Nami Bnei Eli Ma'aviram Ketiv Ubemikraot Shelanu. Mikraot, right? Meaning Nachum Mashim. Ketiv Ma'avirim with a Yud. See that? Bless you. So it's not a first. It's not the first time we've seen this, by the way. But it's interesting to note. It's interesting to be aware, at least, you know, that that there are differences. We know, for example, the Taimani Torah and our Torah, there's about six or eight differences, right? That's one of the problems reading in Ashkenazi shul from a Taimani Sefer Torah, or in a Taimani shul from an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, because there are differences. They are. I think between 6 and 8, we discussed it once. I think in Sotah we spoke about it.
Once it stopped, and it was a mistake.
Still a mistake. It was not a mistake, right. Okay. So anyhow, that's it. Now the Gemara carries on and says, Nitkua katu mituma chamura veviu lirat tu mekala. So basically, to come back to the idea of Elyonor Shel Zav, the Torah seems to distinguish it and mention the pasuk there are different types of tumas. And we got tuma chamura and tuma, and this is tuma kal. Lomar lachash, the Gemara is like this. Lomar lachash, elu metame ele ochlin umashkin. So this Elyonor Shel Zav, because it's a tumah kalkala, not a tumah chamura. It doesn't have the same tumas of ava tumah, of a zav, but it is a lower level of tumah. So it's like as Eimar, nidkua katuv mitumah chamura, delo metame adam letame begadi. He says, you know what, let's not go all the way. Why are you going like all the, taking all the teeth out of the tumah? We understand that it's not tumah chamura enough to metame adam, to metame clothing. That this tumah won't metame a person, to them metame clothing. However, adam or begadim itma, but maybe adam or begadim would become tame. Because it's not a strong enough tumah to pass on the tumah, but maybe a person could become tame, just he wouldn't then metame somebody else. Right? So it goes, Amakrath, the boy brings the pasuk and says, no, the pasuk over here says, Yitma. What does Yitma mean? It says, Yitma ad ha'arev, the pasuk. This Yitma ad ha'arev, what does it mean to the Gemara? That implies, Yitma tuma kalamashma. It's only a very tame, a very kala tuma, and a calm with tame people or clothes, and that's the end of the story. Now the Gemara's like this. Now we go back. We had yesterday, Tachtono Shel Boel. Anyway, remember where it was? Tachtono Shel Boel. The Tachtono Shel Yarate. If you look on Lamed Bet Amud Bet, at the end of the daf yesterday, we said, Ela Sheyehe Tachtono Shel Boel Nidak Edyono Shel Zav. And yeah, remember, it's about five lines up. One, two, three, four, five lines up from the bottom of Amud Bet. Yesterday's Amud Bet, Lamed Bet, Amud Bet. Look at the Likutei Rashi there, who said, what does it mean, Tachtono Shel Boel Nida? Letamei Ochlin Umashkin, V'lo Letamei Adam V'Kedim, Keshar Kol Ose Mishkav V'Moshav Kegon Zav Nida. Okay, so it goes like this. V'Tachtono Shel Boel Nida Minalan, where do we get this here, this Tachtono? Right? Shel Boel Nida, the same idea that if a Boel Nida is wearing clothes, that they become tame. What's the Tanya? We got a pasuk. Utehi nidata alav. Okay, utehi nidata alav. Quite simple. It says here, im shachov yishkav ish ota. That pasuk then vayikra tedvav. Right, utehi nidata alav. Vetame shimatim yukolam yishkav ashi yishkav alav yitma. So what does it mean, utehi nidata alav? He's tame, like her. The Gemara says, yachol ya'ala lerigla. Look at the Rashi over here. Which is there a tuma that's a fully fledged tuma? Rashi says Yaale le sofa. In other words, is it a proper tuma? Kagon ba alea b'shishi shela yidbo b'lela mocharat kamota. Right. In other words, does the tuma go with her? That he's tamei until she ends off her tuma. Right. Yaale le ragla. In other words, to the end of her time. Tavodomar yitma shiva yamim. He says no. He becomes Tamei 7 days. See that? So the Havamina was that a boil nida, the nida would last for as long as the nida's, the boil nida's tumma would last for as long as the nida's tumma lasts. So if the bila was on the fifth day, it would last for 2 days. Bila was on the third day for 4 days. The Gemara says no. 7 days is his nida. Even if he was boil on the last day, he's got 7 days he's got to wait. Okay? So what says Talmud Lomar Vati Nidata Alav? So now, so what do we mean by this pasuk Vati Nidata Her Nida Alav? Sheachol Lo Yitama Adam Veklicheres. You might think that maybe it's a lower level and therefore he's not Matamei Adam Uklicheres. Talmud Lomar Vati Nidata Alav. No, it says Her Nida. Ma Heat Matama Adam Veklicheres Avhu Matamei Adam Veklicheres. He takes on almost the same tuma as she has. Right, it's unique. We discussed this before. This is like quite unique because it's the tumor that she's got is the tumor from her body. And we saw that tumor that comes out of your body is much more chamur than normal tumor. When you need tuma from something by maga, by touching it, it's not normally the same level of tumor as somebody whose tumor comes out of their body, like a zav or a nida or a mitzora. So he says, "I mahi osa mishkav moshav tamei adam tamei begadim." It's exactly the same thing. Is it also tumat mishkav ya and moshav? Talmud Lomar v'chol ha'mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. So right, the boy says v'chol ha'mishkav asher yishkav alav. What does it mean? V'chol asher yishkav alav. Look at Rashi. Shai Talmud Lomar v'chol ha'mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. Sharei kfar ne'emar v'atinata alav u'bedida keti v'chol ha'gam yishkav yichves begadav. She says, no, there is a lower level of tuma. So it's not mishkav midrash and mishkav and etc. Only ochlin and mashkin. So basically, we see over here that you have got a lower level tuma, would last for the full 7 days, but it's less than the nida. So it's like a parish of Yechai. So Yechai asked the question. Ema nitku hakatuv mituma chamura veheviu lituma kala. She says, we understand that you were to tell me that the Torah, the way that's written, brings it to a lower level of tuma. De lo litama adam letamuye begadi. So like we saw previously, the same question we're asking now on the Elyonor Shel Zav, we're asking now on the Boil Nida. So we understand that the Tumah isn't enough to metame a person that will then metame begadim. Avar Adam ubegadim, maybe one of them should be metame. Look at Rashi. Avar Adam ubegadim. Rashi says, O Adam im tigabo. O begadim im tigabahem. Not both of them, right? Avar Adam ubegadim. Maybe it should be enough to metame a person or begadim. Amarav asi yitma, same idea, tumah kala mashma. We see that this yitma ad arev, or arev, implies a lower level of tumah. It works like this, okay. Ema, vatehi nidata alav, maybe now we can learn a klalu pratya. Pasuk now, the Gemara starts analyzing the pasuk. Look in the pasuk for a second, before we actually look inside the Gemara. It says, Ve'im shachov yishkav. He said the third pasuk on our pasuk on our thing. Ve'im shachov yishkav ish ota. So he has relations with her. Got that pasuk? Anybody? Anybody find that pasuk? Right. Mm-hmm. Then it says utehi nidata alav, and then her nida will be on him. This seems to be like a general clarification, right? Her nida, not a general statement. Then it says v'tameshi v'tyamim, and then it says v'chol hamishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. Then it's a prat. So we're a klal. Tehi nidata alav, in general terms, to be on him. Then the Torah goes into specifics and says, v'chol ha-mishkav, asher yishkav alav, whatever he sits on will become tameh. The Gemara wants to say that there is a klal uprat. Before we look at that, just what seems to be troubling over here?
Something in the middle.
Right, exactly. Right, so that's the Gemara now. Look at the Gemara like this. Tehi nidata alav klal, v'chol ha-mishkav prat, klal uprat. And if it's a klal uprat, we know the klal. Ein bichlal elama sheba prat. Right, therefore, the klal now is limited by what's specific in the prat. Therefore, what do we say? Mishkav u'moshav in, only mishkav u'moshav. Midiachrina lo, anything else? No. Look at Rashi, what's the midiachrina? Kagon adam u'kli cheres. So now we don't need to ask the question. Yitma, kala, tumah chamura, tumah kala. We've got a klal u'prat, and it seems to be very, very simple. But Mashra Mishkav Umishkav in Midiachin Lot. Amar Abaya, says, wait a second. Yitma Shiva Yamim Mafsik Hainyan. Like Robert said, the Pasuk says, Utihini Data Alav, and then it says, V'tamei Shivat Yamim. There's these three words over here. She's Tamei for 7 days. That's in the middle. Klal Prat is normally Klal, Prat, Klal. We take the first part of the Pasuk, the next part of the Pasuk, the next part of the Pasuk, Klal, Prat, Klal. Not always, but mostly. So he says, Abaye said, but there's this mafsik in yan. And therefore, to have a klal uprat, hameruchakin ze mize. The klal and the prat are next to each other. They're far from each other. And comes along Abaye and says, v'chol klal uprat, hameruchakin ze mize. He brings a klal avia, right? G'morim psachim, babakamay, menachot. He says, v'chol klal uprat, ein dan yinotu miklal uprat. So that's Abaye. Rabbi says, what are you talking about, Abaye? Lo'olam dani. No, we do learn it. Okay? A classic Mahlok Rav and Abaye. And he says, v'chol, and that milah v'chol is just a ribui havia. He says, on the contrary, he says, it actually helps you more. Because it says, v'tina ta'alav, v'chol ha-mishkav, it's like sort of, like the v seems to be what helps you learn it from over there. Now, Yaakov, so that's the end of that little sugya. Now it goes like this. Back to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov's got a kasha. Eima kahi. What do you mean kahi? Look at Rashi. Eima kahi. Bo'ala kemota. Da'ak shinukra. He said, let's say on the contrary, says Rabbi Yaakov, let's say that the boil nida is exactly like a nida. Why are we making differences? Tumah kala, tumah chamura, yes, klal uprat, not klal uprat, mishkav only, not anything else ever. So on the contrary, eima kahi. She he's like her. Mahi lo chilakta ba bein maga le mishkava le tamei adam le tamei begadim le chumra, right? But he actually goes on the. He wants to learn. Not, I said a little bit wrong. I think the Gemara says that the kula nachon. Afu lo chilakta ba mishkava le tamei adam le tamei begadim le chumra. Right? Sorry. He says like this. Look here. He says just like with her, we go to chumra the whole way. So afu lo techlok ba bein maga le mishkava le tamei adam le tamei begadim le kula. Let's go the other way. In other words, we're going to say that there's that he is Tamei. Honestly, I'm 100% sure now what's going on over here. Sheshnei metamin adam natamin begadim. אפולו תחלוק בגד מגול למשכבו לקראת ולכולה. שניהם לא יתאמו דהה במשכבו פשיט אלן שנתקוע כתוב, וילכך במגון נמיש, אם נגע באדם לא יתאמו לתאמה בגדים. אתה כתיב, הייתי נתה עליו, דהוק שהוא והיא, פעק רב. I see what he says, just like with her, we make no distinctions in the tumor, we matame everything, so too with him, with the, we shouldn't matame anything. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Saying, I'm not sure how that would work, though. I mean, then what's the idea of boil nidah? Which is that he's tamei, but he isn't metame anything else. That's what he wants to say, right? Mm-hmm. That he's tamei, but he isn't metame anything. Right, that would work. Right. Okay, that's how it would be. Okay. That he's tamei, but the tumah doesn't move anywhere else from him. Okay. So Amarava, I love la atino mashma. He says, no, it can't work like that. He says, why? Because the pasuk says, utehi nidata alav. Right, on him. What does it mean, on him? La hachmir mashma, velo lahakel, says Rashi. Right, that is basically comes to give us a weighting of here. It's weighted. There's embedded in this that there is a tumma over here, and therefore we can't go to kula. We have to go to chumra. Okay. So now the Mishnah carries on, and now we go back to our idea of to the subject under discussion already, which was kutim. Right, we had in the amud aleph, amud bet of lamad aleph. We had the Mishnah that said like this: benot kutim that they have nidot, and we discussed our girls as well. And we said, Mishkav tachton kelio meshem boale nidot. Right? So we said, why are the kutim metamim b'mishkav tachton kelion? Because they are boale nidot. Okay? We had a rule that we said the kutim are boale nidot. And we explained why. Because they do green blood and red blood exactly the same. And therefore, they see green blood. They start counting 7 days. Even though they might have seen red blood in the third or fourth day of the counting, they never started counting the red blood. They just counted 7 days from the green blood, and therefore they're basically all nidot. So all the kutim running around the world are boale nidot. Okay?
What about Jews who have relations with
you? With kutim? Well,
because they're Jewish.
You're right. So,
especially this mission is assuming they're Jewish.
So, so you're saying a Jew who would be boil a nid, a kuti would be a boil nida. Mm-hmm. Agreed. A Jew who was boiled a kuti under these circumstances would be a boiled nida. We're going to see an interesting discussion coming up in a second about tzedukim. And we're going to see that it seems like the tzeduki women were pretty particular. Maybe the kuti women were more particular than their husbands. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. With a goy, it wouldn't apply, right? Because she's not a nida.
Right.
But with a kuti, you're saying that a kuti, it would apply.
So this is one of the missions that assumes
that
the
kuti are Jewish. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Tzedukim
were definitely Jewish. Tzedukim were definitely Jewish. We'll see in a second. Tzedukim is not a question they were Jewish. The kutim is a question if they're Jewish because they were gerim. Was the gerut a gerut a proper gerut? No, but the tzedukim were born Jewish. They chucked out the Torah Shebaalpeh. Okay, so it was like a mipnei shem boalim. So it was like atu. So this is the Gemara's question: atu kulu boalim? You know what? They all boalim. You know? Would you make a generalization like that? That there are no kutim who operate. You know? Every one of their wives is a nida boal nida.
Some of them were not married. They were
virgins. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara answer. So I was really answering the Gemara. No, but so that's Rashi. So Rashi's over here. Vaha ikka penuyim, right? Rashi, but there are single girls who aren't married yet. And therefore,
single men,
who aren't married and aren't, but why is a single, Rashi is assuming that a single man isn't having relations. Okay, that's just a fear. That also went out the window a while ago. All right. That's probably pretty accepted.
Even
in
those days, it went out the window.
Right. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Migidla, wherever that comes from, but Nesuot Shalom, discussing married women. Okay, that's the assumption. Okay, right. Vahen Yoshvot Al Dam. Okay, so now we saw in the Mishnah as well that we saw there that the Mishnah said, "V'hein yoshvot al kol dam v'dam," right? Which we explained there was the green and not in the proper blood, right? That's what we explained already. So the Gemara said like this: "V'hein yoshvot al kol dam." Tanya, Rabbi Meir, im hein yoshvot al kol dam v'dam. Says Rabbi Meir, if they sit on all the dams, right? Look at Rashi here: "Im hein yoshvot al kol dam v'dam." Shein ro'ot bein tamei bein tahor. Where they see tame blood or tar blood, like the green blood or red blood, Yoshua lav shiva yemei nidata, shidchil minyana mishen nishtana mar adam, v'timane 7 days, like we said. And he says, takana gedola hilahem. Right? What does it mean, takana gedola hilahem? Look at Rashi. Aval einan osot kein. Einan monot ele miriya rishona keshar nashim. Vezehu kilkula. This is their kilkul. Shoa dam adom umashlimato ledam yarok. When they see red blood in the face of the green blood, going rata yarok tchilas v'ra ishi itbeah. We thought that we said that only by 7 days. The kashrei b'ti b'chamish on the first day shla dam adom. Enem mishmeret ele shnei yamim minashlim. Naim by 7 days. Right? So he said, that's basically the takana gedolah here is really the kilku. In a short, Odam Adom Mishlamot told the Dam Yarok. Okay, so basically we could have said that they Yoshua called Dam Adam, which is fantastic. Look how machmir they are. But really, Rashi helps us understanding that really not a takana, it's a kilku. Right? So he laid, in a short, Dam Adom Mishlamot. Davar Acher, another problem we have over here of these Yoshua called Dam is Yom Sheposeket Bo. The day that they stop, right? On Nakamesi, we'll see in a second. Sofarto leminyan shiva. Look at Rashi, yeah? Yom sheposek, but we're not discussing now nida. Discussing now zava. Okay? If they are zava and they see blood for 3 days, kashiro a gimel retzufim la'achar shiva yemei hanida v'hav yaziva. So in the 11-day period, when there is zava, and they see dam for 3 days, what do the kutim do? They say that third day is already one of my clean days. They see blood, and they say, I saw blood, and now the rest of the day is a clean day, and therefore they really count that as one of their clean days. They're missing a clean day. Uposeket be'emtza yom, they do a hefsek tara in the middle of the day. So feret oto ketzat hayom, and they count that part of the day, sha'ara erev leminyan shiva nekim till the night, as the first of the 7 days. And says Rashi, va'anan we shiva nekim shlemim ba'inan lezav. Lezav, we need 7 complete days. So that's our other problem with the kutim. They count the first day as a part of the day. So Amar, look at this Gemara now. This is amazing. Right, davar acher. I say yom sheposek bo matkif Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama isn't happy. He says v'tisperenu. On the contrary, that's good. They count that last day as a first, as a part of the day as well. Va'anan nami nispere. Why don't we also count that third day as a part of the day? The kaimelan, we've got a klal. What's the klal? Right, and this is a Gemara which I think it's in Masachi, but we've seen before. Miktzata yom kekulo. But a klein halacha, a shiva availut, for example, the person in the seventh day, he sits in the morning for a bit and gets up. Why? Miktzata yom kekulo. We don't say you're going to sit the whole day till night time. And even if a person has shiva on the first day, if the funeral's late in the afternoon, he sits for a half a minute. We say he sat the first day shiva. So it's a good question. So why have we got a big problem with the kutim over here, right? So the kutim, we should also do it. So I'm a rava. I can't tell that. This whole malach is coming along over here now. Intuitively, I understand, but tachlis in the actual cheshbon, we'll see, it's not so pashut, right? So I'm a rava. Rava says, im ken. If you're going to say that miktzat yom kekulo, we have to be experts now in this din of zava gedola. It says shichvat zera. So then a person who's a zav, right, and he's counting his 7 nekiim, and he sees a bit of sperm, right, the satar beziva hechim yishkachana. You can never have a situation where there's actually a stira in the counting, because what do we say? A person who's a zav gadol. And then he sees 3 days or 3 sightings of Zav. And then he starts counting, goes to the mishnah, starts counting his 7 Nekiim. And if he has some sort of discharge, so it knocks off a day, and he's got to have a day neged a day, right? He then has to count an extra day. Remember that? Yom keneged yom. Now according to this, there's never yom keneged yom, because you saw at 10 o'clock in the morning, the rest of the day is mitzvot kekulo, it's a good day. So count the days, a day. So if you started on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you saw in the morning a bit of a sighting. The rest of the day is a good day. A part of that day was a good day. So you got a good day. Carry on. We never have a day, nigga day.
Every day is
a good day. Right? That's his question. You got it? It's intuitive, but he's still a little bit of a problem to understand, right? So he says, says the Kami, if I'm not in Ken, she goes, you're the son of a Zivahi Mishkahadla. Vaha Mixa Yom Kakulo. He always going to say, every day is a bit of a day. He the Chazai Bapalga Yomach, so he says like this. So he answers him. This is the answer. The answer is, either Chazai Bapalga de Yomachinam. You know what? You'd be right if you saw it at half time, like at noon. Hacha the Maya Skim, what is our halacha talking about? The Chazai Samuch Leshkia Tachama. When did he see it? Mamash Kaz Leshkia Tachama, so there wasn't any day left. Okay, let's be honest. Come on. You know, that's a difficult one, right? So he says, Leikum Velema Leilakra. So he said, well, now you got a pasuk to deal with, right? So look at Rashi. Either Chazai Bepalga de Yuma, that's the Kushahi. Umeshani said Rashi, and the answer is Velaimele Lakra, the Khulub bit me out. It's a question. Right? Velikum Velaimele Lakra. Ki Kativa, Samuch Lashkiata. Hama Kativa, Kativa, the Pasuk's talking only when the Pasuk said about Soter. It's only about Samuch Lashkiata Hama. He says, in, yes. Right? It says, Al Korchach. He says, you have to say Shavke Lakra, right? Throw the Pasuk away, so to speak, right? He says, "De'ihu dachik umuki anafshei." Right? What does Rashi say? Yeah, look at that. The kavan dekana mechol duchte mitzvum kekulo. That we have this klal of mitzvum kekulo. Ihu dachik umukim anafshei besamuch neshkila chama. Whether it happened right at the end of the day. Because otherwise, einachinami, you would say mitzat yom kekulo, which is very difficult. Right? I don't think any of us understood up until then. We ever learned this halacha, that this idea of soter yom keneged yom. Is only if he saw it by Mas Samuch Leshkia, and if he saw it in the middle of the day, we'd say Miktzat Yom Kukulo. Because the way things are at the moment, Rabbi Barachana's odd question about the Kutim is a very good question. Because if we're saying Miktzat Yom Kukulo, then really, what's the problem with it but not Kuti? Right?
You see, we're Machmir with Tuma.
Okay, you're already giving an answer. I'm saying, but the question is a good question, though, right? So, by Rabbi Barachana, so Rabbi Barachana comes to sort of solve this issue a little bit. See, like it's poletet shichvat zera. Now, if she, we're changing gear here a bit, but look at Rashi, a poletet, kagon, sheshimsha bezov, upaska. Right? A woman had relations with a zov, or she was a zava when she had relations. Upaska bitchidle manot, and then it makes more sense. And then she started counting her 7 nekiim. Upalta. Now the sperm that was in her from the relations that she had, now it can take 3 days. We've seen this before. It can take 3 days for sperm to come out. Now she passes out sperm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Male sperm. She passes out. So now the Gemara's question is, Mahu shetistor beziva. Will this sperm now soter her counting? You with me? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Ziva. So look at Rashi.
That, it's for women it's dam and for men it's...
No, that for women is dam is to make her into a Zava. But will this soter the counting? Would it stop her? Would she say that the sperm that came out now was Tameh and therefore she has to have a Yom Keneged Yom? We're not necessarily saying maybe the whole 7 days have to go. But would it be a Tumah event? Okay? Would it be a Tumah event? So right, Rashi, Mahu Shetisto Beziva. Right, so do we say, that's the Gemara's question, Ro'a Hayata V'Soteret, or Dilma Noga'at Hayata V'Lo Satra? Do we say that it's a sighting, it's like proper seeing, and therefore it's a Izastira? Maybe it's only Nagia, because the sperm at the end of the day is Tame, right? Because she was a Zava when it took place. And it just is Nogaya touch, but not there your Re'ia. Right? Complicated. Look, let's finish the end of the Rashi at the bottom of the Amud. It says like this, V'tchile menot upalte mahus tistor minyana hayde kamelan de poletet temeya mishum ro'ahi v'satra. Or only is it a negia, says Rashi, v'nogeya lo soter. Right? So he says, Amarava. So look at this answer. This is a brilliant, I love this. This is like the 3 best words in the whole of Gemara. It says, Amarava lefum churfa shibeshta. Or shabeshta. How do you pronounce it? Shabeshta. He says, you're so clever, he says. You're too clever for your own good, basically. From being clever, because you're so harif, right? You've messed things up. In other words, you're basically too clever for your own good, right? He says, like this, lefum churfa shabeshta. I quoted this Gemara at the Vine meeting last night. Okay, lefum churfa shabeshta. He says, like this, what does he mean by that? Look at the Kutei Rashi over here. Look at the Kutei Rashi from a Gemara in Eruvin. He says, like this, Rami Bar Chama, Nami, Vadai lo ibaile lemi baihach. He definitely didn't want to ask that question. That certainly wasn't the question he wanted to ask. Ela agav churfa, but he's so clever, right? Miher b'she'ilato. He was so quick with his question, velo iyein by yafe. He wasn't even sure what he was asking. It's just like his brilliance overwhelmed him. He just like said something. He himself wasn't sure that he was asking. Right? What are you looking at, Michael?
That's
Likutei Rashi. He brought the Gemara over. This is an art scroll job. Okay. Right? Lots of Gemaras, by the way. I've seen it online. A lot of them they've got Musafei Rashi. A lot of Gemaras have got it where they bring Rashi's from others. It's not an invention of art scroll, by the way. Where they bring Rashi's from mostly, other Gemaras. What?
Mostly it's in his notes.
Really, eh? That's what I'm saying. It's not an invention of art scroll. But they've done a very nice job. They've basically got the whole of Shas on a computer. So they did a search. Anywhere where words come up, the same word, they just put them in. If it's similar, they plug the Rashi's in from other Gemaras. Okay. So Amar Rav Elafum Churpei Shabishta, he says like this. Now he explains, right, what he wants to say. He says, Nehi Nami de Satra. He says, let's say that you say Satra. That it does miss Soter, right? This spermal discharge. Kamatistor. So now let's start asking us a question. How much? Right? Tistor Shiva? Is her whole 7 days now gone? She's going to start counting again? But how can that be? Dayaka Boala. Surely it can't be more than if he himself had a discharge. And it's a Yom Keneged Yom. So if he was counting now as a Zav, the most he would have been, we're still on the subject now of Miktsat Yom Kekulo. Put it in the back of your minds, right? Dayakabo, look at Rashi, Zav Hamone, a Zav who counts himself, Vera Keri and sees Keri, right? Eino Soter in a Yom Echad, right? Only one day. So we're going to make her 7 days. So now he's like, okay, fine. Now, I'm adding the in, right? Let's say Tistor Yom Echad. Let's say you want to make her now say she's a Soter Yom Echad. But with a Zava, we've got a real problem. Why? Because the Torah says, what does the Torah say? The Torah says, Ve'im Tahara Mizova, when she's finished with her Zav, V'safrala Shivat Yamim, she has to count 7 days, V'achar Titar, and after 7 days, she has to become pure. So we can't have an interruption here of a day, Kenega day. We need 7 complete days. We have to have 7 in a row, right? We have 7 full days and it comes out. So if you're going to tell me now, okay, call me more than the boil, so the boil would be 1 day Kenega day. Just make also 1 day Kenega day. We've got a problem. We interrupted the day. We haven't got Achar Tidhar. You with me? Right? So like this, the story of Mechad, Achar Tidhar Amar Rachmana. What does it mean, Achar? Achar Lekulan. After all those days, shelo tehe tuma mafseket benehem. We can't have an interruption. So now, right, the Gemara thing is doche this. And it says, ulitameich, right, so this is Rava who wanted to explain Rami Bar Chama. Right, so the Gemara says, according to Zav, gufei heichi satar. So then according to you, how could a Zav himself have been then soter yom keneged yom? Because the Zav also needs V'achar Yitair after he completes 7 days. L'taharato Amar Rachmana. The Pasuk there is the same with regard to Zav. Look at the next Pasuk there. It says V'chi Yitair HaZav Mizovo. The previous Pasuk was about a woman. But now with a male, after his Zav. V'safar lo shivat yamim l'taharato. V'chi bes begadav rachat b'shor b'yamayim v'chayim v'taher. It says shivat yamim l'taharato. 7 days after he become tahor. He also called him an hefsek. Okay, right, doesn't say v'achar. The Gemara doesn't actually seem to be troubled by that. Look over here. The Gemara assumes that the Taharato means that. It says, yeah, Amar Rachmana, shelo tehe tumato mafseket b'nehen. So the Gemara is thinking, our answer would have been the simplest answer, would have been, what are you talking about? With her, it says, achar titar, 7 days v'achar. Him it just says, v'safalo shivat yamim l'torato v'chibes pagdav. So l'torato could have been 7 days, not 7 days in a row, 7 clean days, and 1 day against a day would have been good. That would have been the good answer. What doesn't say that? The Gemara says, gives another answer. He says, no, you can't confuse two things. There's a difference between seeing keri, which is just a sperm, or seeing zov, or seeing an actual sick discharge, an infected discharge. That's the difference, right? He says like this, Elamai itlach lemeimar, how are you going to solve this problem, right? Shelo tehe tumat ziva mafseket b'nehen. The Torah says there that tumat ziva can't be mafseket b'nehem. It's ziva that can't be. Hachanami shelo tehe tumat ziva mafseket b'nehen. So to hear with the balkeri, with the zava, or the zav, it's not semen that's a problem, it's zav that's a problem. If he saw zav, you're right, we can't have a break. But if we see sperm, then you can have a day connected a day. That's not considered a break. Okay, so the Gemara solves it. So the Gemara's whole discussion seems to be around over here that the question of the Yom Miktsat Yom Kekulo with all these facts that we do have, Yom Keneged Yom, is not accepted upon us. We don't seem to accept that halacha that the Zava, that the Benot Kuti could count a day as part of their good day. Because in all these discussions over here of how we do have Yom Keneged Yom would never come into play. I think that's the way that the Gemara seems to want to end up.
So if this case happens to a Jewish woman, it's nothing?
No,
have to wait.
No, a Jewish woman, it wouldn't soter. It seems to be that it wouldn't soter. And even if it would soter, it would be soter only for one day. But it wouldn't be considered a break in the 7 days, because a break in 7 days would be if she saw blood, not if she saw sperm. Right? That's how it would be. Okay. Now, the Mishnah carries on. Right, so we said there as well. Remember that if let's look in the Mishnah there a second. This is like this. B'mneshem u'leinu v'hein yoshvot akol davdam v'ein chavin aleihen abiyat mikdash. How do we explain v'ein chavin aleihen abiyat mikdash? Ein chavin aleihen halovesh. No. What was the?
If one entered the holy temple with articles that were below a tutian,
right,
was not liable on their
right. Right, we're not clear. There was if the clothes that we wore were nitmar for them, we wouldn't be chayef. Right. Rapapa ikle letoach. So Rapapa came to Rashi. He says, "Yeah, toach is a place." And Amar, look at this a nice little Gemara here. So our Papa arrives in a town, he says like this, He says, if there's a Talmid Chochem over here, just by the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, but when we were at Chochmei Lublin, do you see there, Robert, the certificate? You see it, Michael, there in the wall, there on the shelf there. And Chochmei Lublin, to be accepted to Yeshivat, actually Rav Yeh did, from the Tzurba Rabbanan, he sent me the WhatsApp to look out for it, because Tzurba Rabbanan, he's not very excited, right? He says that there's a certificate, to be accepted to Yeshivat Chochmei Lublin in the time of Shapira, right? You had to be tested and get a certificate of Tzurba Rabbanan. You had to be an authorized Tzurba Rabbanan. What was the test? You had to know 200 daf of Gemara of Bahart.
By heart.
Yeah. You have to be tested on 200 daf. I suppose you could choose which 200, but you'd have to say, I know 200 daf, and then they test you on 200.
Just to remember which
200. Right. So that's Tzurba Rabbanan. When we see here the term Tzurba Rabbanan, we understand. Tzurba Rabbanan means a young, big Talmid Chochem. On that note about being tested, I think, if I'm mistaken, Rav Zevin Sefer, Rav Ishim, I think is there. He says this famous story that Rav Chaim and the Rogachov, I think, were good friends. And Rav Chaim said to his father, I'm not sure what I think of Rav Chaim said to his father, to Beit HaLevi, he says that the Rogachov, he said, you can test him on half of Shas. So he says to him, which half? He says, whichever half you choose. Okay. So he says, on which one to remember, right, on there. Okay, so now, so Rav Papa Ikle Letoach, he says, Amar, he says like this, I want to go and greet him. So Amrila, he's sabta. So there was a his sabta. Is it a woman, by the way? Or is a sabta meaning a man? I'm not sure. I'm looking at the question. A skaina, a woman, right? Okay, yeah. So Amrila, yeah, he's sabta. So a he, right? Should be right. Mm-hmm. Right, so there was an old lady there who said to him, to Rav Papa, is such a great young man in this town. For Rav Shmuel Shemei, his name is Rav Shmuel, V'tanei, Matnayata, I think is the way we're going to pronounce that word, right? Matnayata, and he learns Mishnayot. He's a big Talmid Chochem, and he says like this. And look what she says to her papa. Yehei Rava means Yehi Ratzon, right? The Tahave Kevate, right? Now, I'm not sure if he's saying that you should be like him or he should be like you in the third person.
You
should
be as great as him.
You should be as great as him? Already, eh? Okay, so Amar. So he said to himself, Papa, Midaka Mavarche Liebe Gave. Okay, when I say I'm being blessed like him, Shmamina, Yereshamaimu. It must be Yereshamaim. Azele Gave. Right? I will go to him and make it. Papa obviously knew he was a serious guy. He said, let's go meet him. Right, so now Rami Le Torah. Look at this. The Rashi says that via Rami Le Torah. Bless you. Right, there's a Rashi over there. He says there, Rami Le Torah. Rav Shmuel Shachat Shor Lichvod Rav Papa. Okay? So he shechted an ox or a bull, right? He shechted a bull for now. So it's interesting. Look at the Lashon in the Gemara. The Gemara says Rami Le Torah, meaning he shechted an ox. And what's the next line? Ramalei matnitin adade. The same Ramalei. You see that? But Ramalei means that he presented him with a stirrup between two different mishnas. So he shechted an ox, Ramalei, and he shechted him two mishnas. Okay? So he said it like this. Tnan, the mishnah says, the first mishnah which we've got here is Ein chayvin alein abiyat mikdash v'ensof in alein tatrumma mipnei shetumata safek. He said, I quoted our Mishnah, which said with the Kutim, you don't burn the, there's no chiyuv on going to the Mikdash, and we don't burn Truma on them. Why? Because the Truma is only a Safek. Alma, Misveika, Lo Safin on Truma. So what do you learn from this Mishnah? That from Safek, Truma, you don't burn Truma. Okay, that's what we've learned that all along, right? We've seen all along, we've said that what's a Safek? Because you don't eat the Truma, but you don't burn it. Right? That's been in our sugyas up until no problem. Verameni, he says, our Papa, we've got a problem. Because there's another Mishnah, a Mishnah in Taharot, right? That says, Al Shisha Sveikot, Sorfin et HaTruma. That there's six Sveikot, where you do burn the Truma. Right? And which is one of the Sveikot that he quotes? Al Safek, Big Day Am Haaretz. Right? On the clothes of Al Safek, Big Day Am Haaretz. If you're not sure, Big Day Am Haaretz might have wore these clothes. Right, and therefore these clothes might become tameh. And if you come into contact with him, you should burn the clothes. Now the hava min over here is that a kuti is an amaretz. So if a kuti, we say you don't burn their clothes, on an amaretz, the Mishnah in Taharot says you do burn their clothes. Now look at Rashi over here. Al safek b'dei amaretz klomar. Al bigdei amaretz im naguba, right? If you came into contact with the bigdei amaretz, nisrefet mishum shema tamei haya. Maybe it was tamei. V'hai kuti, says Rashi, nami tipulok, the kuti. Im naga mishkavo betruma, tetehe nisref, should be burnt. Why? Mishum de amaretzu. Rashi says, the kuti is amaretz. V'havele bigdei amaretz, therefore he calls bigdei amaretz. Stira in the pasuk, in the mishnayot. So this is the question that this gadol seems to actually ask Rav Papa.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said it wrong. Yeah. I said that he shechted a Torah, and then Rav Papa said Ramilei. Actually, no. It's Ramilei Torah, Ramilei Madin. So he did two things. First, he shechted a bull for Rav Papa, and then he started asking him his kashyas. Mm-hmm. So now look how Rav Papa answers. So look at this whole formality here. So I'm Rav Papa. So you can see from the answer of Rav Papa obviously understands that this guy's not going to be too happy with his answer, so he starts softening him up. So he says like this, Amar Rav Papa, Yehei Rava de Litachel Hai Ture Leshloma. Shehir Atzon, that you should be able to eat this shor happily. It was that you shouldn't be too upset, but what I'm going to say, you should have an appetite because there's a big cow over here that was shechted, right? A lot of food to eat, right? So he says, there's no stereo here. He says, Achav Maya Skinan, what's going on over here? But Kuti Chaver! I'm discussing a Kuti Chaver, not Amaretz. And therefore, that's why Ed Sarfin, you don't burn his clothes, because it's not an Amaretz, it's a Chaver. Okay, right. So now, is there Rashi on that? No, there's no Rashi on that, right? So he says, Kuti Chaver? What do you mean a kuti chaver?
Some of my best friends are kuti.
Some of your best friends are kuti. Yeah. Right? He says, how can you, the Mishnah in the same breath says, boil nida mashvitle, that they boil nida. If he's a chaver, how can you say boil nida? Now, I could easily answer that, right? It's not a boil nida. He's a tami chokham. Why we saying he's boil nida? He thinks he's a tami, he's a chaver, because he says, miktat yom kakulo. So therefore, he wasn't boil nida. Because in the Zava case, she counted properly. And with regards to the blood story, okay, we're going to answer. We had a question on the first. Nonetheless, okay, I don't need my answers. So Moses says, all right. So he says, how can you say that? Right, Shafke, Kuti Chave Bodhi. Now look here, Shafke, Va'ate, the Kamed, Rav Shmuel Barashi. So now he left, Rav Papa left this Rav Shmuel, and look at Rashi over here.
How do you know there was a bone Kuti?
The Mishnah said, our Mishnah spoke, our Mishnah, the Mishnah we quoted there said like this, Kuti, Rav Shmuel, Yoshua called Dam Bedam. So you say, our Mishnah discussing Kutim who are Baale Nido. How can you tell me our Mishnah discussing Kutim who are Chaverim? Doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't seem to go together. So now, look at the word there, Shafke. He left him. Look at Rashi Shafke. Shafke Rav Papa L'Ushpize, right? Mishum de Chaspe. Chaspe meaning he was embarrassed, right?
Ashamed.
He was ashamed. Okay, he was embarrassed. Va'azel gaber Rav Shimi. A little bit embarrassed by that, because how could he say chaver and the Mishnah discussing boil nida, right? Right, he was a little right, and he was so sure of himself, right? He said, "Yeah, hey Rava, you should eat the sword." It was, I'm coming with a real answer here, right? Shavke atle kamer Rav Shimi Barashi. So Amara Rav Shimi Barashi now wants to console him. He says, "What's the story, Papa? My time lo meshan mashanetle. Why don't you answer him? But kuti shetaval. The kuti went to the mikvah." Right? Before we get to the rest of the Rashi, look at the my timer here. Look at Rashi. My timer, Lord Teshanele, you should have told him that Amat Nitin, Amishta, that not and Sofin al Chatonoto, Al Tachto Shel Kuti, and Atruma. He thought about a Kuti She Taval V'Ala. He went to the mikveh, came out of the mikveh, then Daras al Bigdei Chaver, he stood on the clouds of a Chaver, Dahainu Mishkavo, V'Nagahu Midras Patruma, and that touched it. So therefore, even that Kuti went to the mikveh, touched the other Kuti, was at Chaver, or anybody else was a Chaver, and therefore there's no real problem of Tuma. You could easily say, you're right, there's boil nida, but he went to the mikveh. V'Ala V'Dras al Big Chaver, V'Azlu Big De Chaver, and in the clothes of the Big De Chaver, Nagu Truma. And now it's basically like a third generation year of Truma, because it was the boil nida, went to the mikveh, came out, touched the Chaver, then touched the clothes. Di'im Yishum Tuma Tama Aretz. And ha tavile, if you're saying on the one hand he was an amaretz, so he had gone to the mikvah. V'imishum boel nida, if you want to say that the guy was a boel nida, so then it wasn't him, it was the chaver's clothes that touched the thing. Safek ba'al karov, safek ba'al lo ba'al karov. Maybe he had just recently, there's a safek over here, that maybe he had just recently had relations with her, and therefore he was still tameh. Or lo ba'al b'karav, it had been a while ago. Look at Rashi, kfar avru, you made tumato, v'salken etvin, and therefore the mikveh helped him. He went to the mikveh. Now you're going to say, okay, so big deal, he went to the mikveh. Now if he went to the mikveh, it was just now, didn't help us. But the suffix maybe was really a while ago, and therefore the 7 days had passed, the mikveh was a good mikveh. So there's lots of sveikot over here, right? V'im timtzi lomar ba'al b'karav, if you were to say that it was recent, so you could still say, safek ishnimato yarok, safek lo ishnimato. Maybe it was a safek that it was the green blood, and therefore it wasn't tame at all. Maybe it was safek it wasn't the green blood, and therefore there was red blood later on, and she was tame. So we got lots of sveikot over here. So when we got two sveikers, or more than two sveikers, what do we say? Sveik, sveika. And in sveik, sveika, there's more place to be makil. And then you can say, v'have sveik, sveika, v'asveik, sveika, lo safin and truma. He says, to your papa, what are you so perplexed for? You could have easily told this chochem that you could have come with a lot of lomdas over here and saying, maybe it was he went to the mikveh, he didn't go to the mikveh, maybe he touched the chavet in the clothes. And if you were to say that they touched the clothes and he had gone to the, then you could say, okay, he was a boil, he had gone to the mikveh, and maybe it was close to the time, not close to the time, it was close to the time. So then maybe it was green blood, it wasn't red blood, it wasn't close to the time, then he'd gone to the mikveh, he was ready, I thought even it was red blood. You've got a whole shear over here. Right? So what are you worrying about? Right? So that's the Gemara said like this. And Rav Papa, the typically Mishum Big Dama Aretz. Rav Papa could have just simply said, right? Big Dama Aretz. What does it mean, Big Dama Aretz over here? Look, Rashi. Mishum Big Dama Aretz, right? Amar Mar, we've got a halocha over here, right? That this comes from a Gemara in Chagiga. Big Dama Aretz, Midras Leprushin. Look at the Kutra Shavia, Pushin or Ochle Chulim Betara, right? So he says you could have just simply said to him, V'tepuglei Mishum Big Dama Aretz. And Amar, big dam Aris Midrash Leprusin, help me over here. I'm a little bit confused. Yeah, Klomar, Kashem Shem Midrash Metame Adam Ubegadim. Therefore, he said, would have been Tameh. Would have been Tameh him. So he says, no. We just Amar Leva Kuti Arum. A naked Kuti, there wasn't clothes on him. Okay. That's a bit of a letdown, the end of that. More if I'm still Kuti. Okay.
A Parush is identical to a Chaver.
A Parush is a Chaver, yeah. Pushim or Chaver. Pushim are people who are Chulin Betara. Right. Okay. Next, Mr. Maditin. Benot Sedukin. I'm waiting for Tamo. Oh, okay. Almost finished. Right, okay. Benot Sedukin. Now, see, okay, we mentioned we started, we had Kutin. Now we come to Sedukin. So, Benot Sedukin, right? Daughters of Benot Bismanche Nahagul Alechet Bedarche Avotehen, Arenke Kutiot. See, if they decide to be like their parent, like their fathers, in other words, to abandon Torah Shebalpeh, we treat them like a Kuti. Parshu Lalechet Bedarche Yisrael. If they abandon their family, right, and they say, no, we want to keep the Torah, then harein ki Yisraeliot. Okay? Rabbi Yossi omer le'olam hain ki Yisraeliot. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The stam, the default, is like Yisraeliot. Ad she yifreshu lechem b'darach avotahen. Until they actually decide they want to be like their parents, like their fathers, and abandon the Torah she b'al peh. The Gemara said like this. Ibaya lehu. We've got a kashya. Stam am I. What stam akuti? Now we know the answer to Rabbi Yossi, right? Stam akuti is a Yisraelit. But the Gemara's question on Tana Kama. Stam Kuti. A Kuti, we don't know what she hasn't made a decision yet. What would be the halacha with regards to her?
Stam Saduki, right.
Stam Saduki, right. My. So what says Toshma? Let's look in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Benot Sadukin, Bizman Shino Agot Alechet Bedarche Avotahen Arayin Kakutiot. So that means they have to choose to go like their parents and abandon Torah Shebaal Peh. Ha, stammer. Obviously, therefore, stam is what? Kishreliot. That's the default that I choose. So we'll say, wait a second. The end of the Sefer, in other words, the first part of the second part of the Tanakama's version said, no. It said, parshu lalechet bedarche Yisrael. If they abandon their family and they choose to go like B'nai Yisrael, harayin kishreliot. Then they're like Yisraeliot. Ah, so what's the stam? They're like a kutiot. Right, we can't really prove anything from here because we've got both ways. We can go either this way or that way. We'll try it again. So, okay, let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Tashma, Ditan Rabbi Yossi Omer. What Rabbi Yossi say? They're always like Yisraeliot. Until they choose to go in their parents' way. Michla was implied. So we can see Rabbi Yossi arguing what he said. Right, what's tomorrow's daf like? Should we stop here or move on a little bit?
Mishnah.
Get to the Mishnah? Well, okay. If you want to, I'll help you. All right, Shwamina. One second. Tarabanan. Maaseh b'tzdukiyecha. We got quickly. There's a story with Suzuki. She siperim kohen gadol b'shuk. I think we've actually seen this Gemara before, by the way. I don't know where, but we were familiar. Right? Maybe I saw it last night. Okay. She siperim kohen gadol b'shuk. Right? Then he was talking to the kohen gadol in the market. V'nitza tzinora mipiv. Basically, he spat on him. Okay? That's what I think it means, right? Then like a spark came out of his mouth, basically spat on him. V'nafle l'kohen gadol begadav, v'horiku panav shel kohen gadol. Now the kohen gadol sees that this tzaduki spits on him, and the freaks out. Is he tame now? Right? Now for kohen gadol to be tame, it's like it messes up his job, you know? His business is to be tahor, not to be tame.
Look.
Huh? It's gonna be too. Look at Rashi. Avoriku panav.
Was he doing outside the
base?
I
was
gonna say he's
walking
around the market.
Oh, he's a human being. He's got to go do some shopping. He's got to buy chickens for his wife. No, out. Not his big day kohen. No, his regular kohen. He might have been came tameh. You think he could become tameh?
Yeah,
you know, you drank Rav Lichtenstein used to want. I remember once Rav Lichtenstein. We had a sikh with Rav Lichtenstein. He was discussing the Indian of glatt kosher and mahadran chickens, etc. And he suddenly started saying that if you go to the shuk, you'll see the difference in prices. He's got a son who only eats mahadran. Therefore, when he goes to buy the chickens, he buys the mahadran chickens for his son, and they cost 30%. Everyone was looking around saying, what was he doing in the market buying chickens? He did the shopping. He used to go shopping. He bought the meat for the house. And that's the point. Gadol. He went to buy the meat for his house. You know?
Believe in the life.
Right. So, right. So he says over here, he says... Rashi says here, the horiku panav, charalo, shenitmu begadav. You see, these clothes became tame. The kadam kohen gadol etzel ishto shel tzuki. Lishola imishlima ledam yarokolo. The Kohagadol took this into his own hands and said he's going to go investigate the story. He's going to find it out. Is he Tamanos? He went to ask the Kutis, the Tzaduki's wife, if she's Makpida on proper blood, or she also holds the story of the blood, the green blood and red blood.
What's the definition of a mamzer?
A mamzer is someone who is born out of a relationship with Isu Karet.
So, any of the children of these...
You mean because of their born Nida would be mamzerim? You're right.
They're always considered in a state of Nida.
Then they would be considered, then their children would be mamzerim. That's a powerful question, but it's too difficult. Right? V'kadam etzer ishto. So he went to his wife. Amra lo afa pi sheneshei tzedukineim mityarot mina prushim umarot dam lechachamim. Right? She said to him, have no fear. Even though we're wives of tzedukim, we take our blood to the chachamim. Right? And Rabbi Yossi like this, bekin anu bahen yoter min akol. He says, we bigger experts of the kutim, the tzedukim, than anybody else. Look at Rashi Yavir. Ani makir b'deshei tzedukim sheshachen haya lahen. He was a neighbor. V'hein marot dam lechachamim. Chutz mi isha achat she'ata b'shchunateinu she'lo heret dam lechachamim u'meita. There was one of them who didn't show blood and she paid for it. And since then they all showed their blood. Right? So the Gemara says, v'tipuklei mishum tzinura da'am ha'aretz. Look at Rashi, v'tipuklei. V'da'afilu am ha'aretz Yisrael, da'eno boil nida, kaimelan, tzinora da'am ha'aretz metama kol zman she'ilacha. So I don't think what's the havamina here. Even if he's not a tzaduki, why don't we say that it's tame, even if it was an am ha'aretz and tzaduki, well, definitely amaratzi. So why do we have to go so far? If it was am ha'aretz Yisrael, right? Amar Abaye, but tzaduki chaver. That's why he wasn't worried. This guy wasn't am ha'aretz. We couldn't learn it if we had to worry about his wife. So you can see, he might have been a tzaduki chaver, but he would pass the halacha properly, right? In terms of, but his term, Amar Rava, tzaduki chaver. Same question we saw earlier on, right? With Rav Shmuel, the Rav Papa. What do you mean, tzaduki chaver? Boel nida mashveitla. Right? Here's your question. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, no. Regel hava. What was the case over here? It was a regel. Now, what do you know about a regel? We've seen this before. Utumat ama aretz beregel ketahara shavinu rabanan. On a regel, chachamim, the gzeira of ama aretz tamei didn't apply during a regel. Because in regalim, we had Am Yisrael together, and therefore this whole concept of amaratzim, of metamei, don't apply, goes out the window. Look here, delav tzeduki. The regel have utumat ama aretz. Delav tzeduki, who's not a tzeduki, the derech ishlo rodam. Right, we're talking about a case over here. It's not a problem of a tzuki because even though his wife would show the blood, therefore he wouldn't become a tame and not an amaretz either. Because the ketara should rabbeinu kira beregel about tzuki the stammer boil nidahu. But Rashi says yeah, but a normal case of a tzuki who stam boil nida nehi nami de tumat amaretz leika, right? Tumat boil nida ika. So in other words, this time of the year wouldn't make a difference to a tzaduki, normal tzaduki. A regular would make a difference. If it was normal tzaduki, regular would make a difference. But with regards amaratzi, the regular made a difference. This particular tzaduki wasn't a problem because his wife was okay, right? Even if he was an amaretz, we don't say that he was a chaver because we got a question here. What do you mean a chaver? That boil needed. Even if you say it wasn't a chaver, there wasn't an issue of tzedukim with dam because his wife asked the shilas. He wasn't but even if he was an amaretz, wouldn't apply during this time. It's a beautiful passage in the Fabi, yeah? Ketahar Shavinu Rabbanan, why dichtiv? It says that the pasuk says, Vaya seif kol ish Yisrael elair keish echad chaverim. Now Rashi tells us this pasuk has with the gods of the Pilegesh Begiva, where they all got together to take on who was the Shevet Binyamin, right? He was the Shevet Binyamin, right? He says Umine Shamina Mecholzban, but nonetheless we learn from here that every time Am Yisrael gathered together, Shamina Mecholzban Shisrael Neesafin LeMakom Echad Kari Lehu Chaverim. They're all called Chaverim. Veregel Hainu Aseifa, and it's called Aseifa. You can eat with the